Okay, today's daf Ayin Hey. We're in daf Ayin Dalad Amar Rabbi's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Okay, it's not an easy daf today. Okay, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad. A 9-year-old. Why is that relevant? Because a 9-year-old boy, male, is already roy for bia once he's 9 years old. So he's 9 years old. He's ready for bia, but he's got a problem with him. Either he's a ger, Ammoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Edomi, Kusi, Nasin, Cholol, Mamzer, any one of these people. Okay? Sheba'u al ha-kohenes, has relations with a kohenes, va'al ha-levia, or a levia, va'al bas Yisrael, in other words, any Jewish girl. Any Jewish girl, any of these people have relations with any Jewish girl, psula. The girl becomes pasul. What does that mean? Says Rashi, psula. Likahenes, min hatshruma, umin hakahuna. If she's a kohenes, she can't eat truma anymore, and she can't marry a kohen. Okay? Vilaviyah, v'l'yisraelis, merely not say od l'kohen. And a Bas Levi or Bas Yisrael can no longer marry a Kohen. Why? Because she's considered impure. Okay? Okay, so far so good? Okay. That is the Shita of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi has a different pshat. It's going to sound almost exactly the same, but we're going to see a difference. Kol Shazaro Pasul. Anytime the seed will be pasul, posel. The wife is pasul. In other words, if a woman is going to live with somebody and produce a pasul child, she herself becomes pasul. Okay? For example, if she lives with a mamzer, she's a regular bas Yisrael, or bas Levi, or bas Kohen, and she lives with a mamzer, she'll produce a mamzer. Therefore, she now becomes pasul to marry a Kohen. Marry Kohen. If she's a Kohen, if she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Shum anymore. And if she's any Levi or Yisrael, she can't marry a Kohen.
Oh, so that's
no, but her child does. So if the child is Puzzle, she becomes Puzzle.
She can still marry Bas Yisrael.
100%. She can still marry Bas Yisrael. That's what we said. Psula, only regarding marrying a Kohen. Right? I'm going to be clear about that. Only regarding marrying a Kohen. Right? If she has relations with a Mitzri, and she produces a child, the child's a mitzvi. Only regard, so she becomes puzzled to marry a Kohen. Now, isn't that exactly what the Tana Kama said? Right? What did the Tana Kama say? Tana Kama said, any one of these people that has relations with her, produces a child, she cannot marry a Kohen, and she cannot marry a Kohen. And if she herself is a Kohen, she can't eat Shum anymore. So isn't that exactly the same Shita?
Yeah, there may be sometimes.
Oh, the Gemara is going to pick up on that. There's going to be one difference. And the difference is going to be? The difference is going to be a mitzvah sheni. Because a mitzvah sheni is usher to be with, but the child is a shlishi, shlishi is kosher. That's going to be the difference. So according to the Tana Kama, it doesn't make a difference, because we go by the person, and according to the Rabbi Yossi, we go by the child. Since the child's kosher, she will not be possible to marry. She wasn't allowed to marry this guy, but it won't possible for marrying a Kohen.
Still
a problem. Exactly. Okay? Next sheetah. The third and most difficult of all sheetahs. Rishir ben Gamliel Omer. Kol sha'ata nose bito. If you can marry the daughter, ata nose almanoso. You can marry the wife. What does that mean even? What do those words even mean? The Gemara will say in a few minutes. If you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the wife. Okay? The Gemara will explain what that means, because those are just words. My ikka ben Tanakama ben Rabbi Yossi. Now, getting back, what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Tanakama said, anybody that you're not allowed to marry, the child becomes possible to marry a Kohen. And Rabbi Yossi said, it depends. If the child produced is possible, then the mother becomes possible. What's the difference? So we said the difference already. The difference is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Sheni Ikka Benayhu. The difference is a Mitzri Sheni. Okay? Now, v'shnehem lo lamdua el mikoyin gadol ba'almana. And they both learn out of the same pasuk. The pasuk is a kohen gadol marrying an almana. Right? A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Right? What happens if a kohen gadol does marry an almana? What happens to that child? Can that child marry a kohen? Of course not. Right? Of course not. Child's a chalal. That child cannot marry a kohen. If it's a girl, she can't marry a kohen. If it's a boy, he's a chalal. He probably can't serve in the avoda, right? So, Tanakama Savar, Tanakama holds that we compare everybody, ki kohen gadol ba'almana. We compare everybody in that list. Adomi, Mitzvi, Kusi, Mamzer, all those people on that list are compared to a kohen gadol marrying an almana. By the way, why are we comparing them to? So Rashi says, it's very difficult. Rashi says, because by a kohen gadol it says, lo, what does it say? Lo yichalel, right? Lo yichalel. It shouldn't make, don't make a chilul. It's the only time where it says that. Don't make somebody into a chalul. So it's the paradigm model of how you make somebody into a chalul. Okay? So go get back to the Gemara. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana. When a kohen gadol marries an almana. Shebiyasa ba'aveira. That's an aveira. Right? Uposel ba. And she becomes puzzle now. She is not allowed to marry another kohen. Right? She herself is now puzzled to marry another kohen. Why? Because she was machal herself at marrying a kohen gadol. She was an almana. Ah, so too, kol shebiyasa ba'aveira, any time you marry somebody ba'aveira, like a kusi or an adomi or a mitzvi or a mamzer, or all those people, posel, you become puzzled.
That's even though
what?
Even though the tribal... Right.
He's focusing on the woman.
Right,
so if an almana marries a kohen gadol, she herself becomes pasul, right? So too, anyone on that list marries anyone they're not allowed to marry, they become pasul. And therefore, they can no longer marry a kohen. Rabbi Yossi Safar, no, I have a different way of looking at that. Ki kohen gadol ba'almana. Same problem. Kohen gadol marries an almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana. When a kohen gadol marries an almana, shazaro pasul, right? The child becomes pasul. The child becomes a child that cannot marry into the kahuna, uposel, and the mother herself becomes pasul. The mother herself can't now marry, she's not allowed to marry now, another kohen gadol dies, right? Or he listens to the chacham, he finally gives her a get. She can't marry another kohen now, she's pasul. Af kol shezaro pasul, posel. So too, the only time a woman who marries people on this list will become pasul, is if the child becomes puzzle. Lafuki mitzvi sheni, which excludes a mitzvi sheni. In other words, a man marries a mitzvi sheni, something he's not supposed to do. She'ein zaro puzzle. That child is not going to be puzzle. That child's going to be a mitzvi shlishi, and a mitzvi shlishi is yavu b'kahal. The amar kra, it's a preferish of pasuk. Barem asher yuladu lehem l'dar shlishi yavu lehem b'kahal Hashem. When the third generation comes along, they're allowed to go into the Kahal Hashem. Therefore, since there is no psul in the child, it's the only case that I think exists like that. Since there is no psul in the child, therefore there's no psul in the mother either. And therefore that mother, she married to a mitzvah sheni. That was a mistake. She still can marry an Kohen. Why? Because there's no psul in her child. There's only a psul in her, and therefore maybe the child is matire her somehow, whatever. So there's no psul in her. That's the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Regarding every other case, they both agree. Okay?
Could that be a situation where the child is affected, but it doesn't affect her? I think we've had that
before. Well, we had this before, right?
In other words, where the child is affected, but the mother it doesn't affect her. The opposite way.
I don't know about that. I don't know. It could be there is a case. I don't know. Now the third shita. Rashir Megamlil says, Kol sh'atanose bitev atanose almanoso. Anytime you're allowed to marry the daughter, you're allowed to marry the mother, the widow. V'chol sh'i atanose es bito, I atanose es almanoso. If you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the widow. What does that mean? Mai ikka ben rabiosi l'rashir Megamlil. What is the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? What is it, even Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Shita? Amar Ula. Ula said, Ger Amoni Umoavi Ikka Benayu. The difference is a Ger, who is from an Amon or Moav, that is the difference between the two Shitas. Ushneihem lo lamduha elam mikohen gadol ba'almana. And again, it's learned out of a kohen gadol and an almana. The Rabbi Yossi savar, Rabbi Yossi holds, ki kohen gadol ba'almana. Right? That we're gonna, like we just said, all these people that you're not supposed to marry are learned out of a kohen gadol and an almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana. When you have a kohen gadol marrying an almana, shazaro pasul, the child is pasul. Uposel, and makes the mother puzzle. Afkal, so too, any time, Shazaro puzzle, where the child is puzzle, posel, the mother becomes puzzle. Okay? Vrabshir ben Gamliel, Kohen Gadol, Balmana. Vrabshir ben Gamliel is going to learn out from the same story. However, let's say a guy from Ammon, right? Becomes a ger, right? So that's not even possible. Marries a woman, right? Has a daughter. That daughter can become a Jew. Why? Because only the male from Ammon can, not the females, right? Ruth was a Moabite. She was from Moab, right? Lo yavo Ammoni Moavi Moab. How's it go? Ammonu Moav v'kal Hashem. The females can. So now you have a situation where the mother, again, a man from Ammon marries a nice Jewish girl. They have a daughter. That daughter, nothing wrong with that daughter. Either she's a Jew or she's a female Ammoni. Either way, she's fine. Now, is that a possible mother? That's what she's going to make a little shifa. She's the widow. The mother's called the widow. Says Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel Savar. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana. When a kohen gadol marries an almana, shekol zaro pasul. Every single child that's born from that marriage is a pasul. Whether it's a zachar or an akeva, it makes no difference. Af kol shekol zaro pasul. So too, the only time a woman will be pasul to marry a kohen, when she marries anybody on that list, is if all her children will become pasul. Vafil in the kevos, even females, lafuke ger amoni umoavi, which excludes an amoni or a moavi. Why? Did the kevos have iksheiros love of the kahal? Because females can come into the kahal. Damar mar, amoni velo amonis, moavi velo moavis. Oh, so he says. No, it does work. So it depends. You have to wait and see now. You have to wait and see. She marries a Moavi. Yeah. She wasn't supposed to do that. Now the Moavi dies. She's pregnant. From him. Can she marry a Kohen now? We have to wait and see what happens to the baby. If the baby's a male, she cannot. If the baby's a female, she can. If you could marry the daughter, you can marry the widow. Right? That's exactly what Shimon said. Kosh atanose bito, if you can marry the daughter, then atanose salmanasi, you can marry the widow. You can marry the mother. Meaning, there's no psul. When Rav Shimon says you, kosh ato you, he's talking to a kohen. Now, if you can marry the daughter, you can marry the mother. And if not, not. Okay? That's the most mekel shita. It's relevant to say that right now. It's the most mekel shita. Why? Because it's two cases where he's going to allow a heter here. Rabbi Yossi only held one case. Mitzvah Sheni. Tanakama held zero cases. Right? Tanakama held all the cases on that list, there's no heterim. They're all usher, they all usher the mother, they all usher the son, or the daughter. Makes no difference. Rabbi Yossi said, no, I have one case where there's a heter to marry the mother. Where's that? If she married a Mitzvah Sheni. She comes along Shir Ben Gamliel, I have two cases where you can marry the mother. If you married an Ammoni or Moavi. Two cases. Okay?
No.
Maybe he doesn't hold from that, Joshua.
Why?
What?
Why
wouldn't he hold from that? Because maybe he holds Kol Zaro. Maybe he would agree with Mr. Cheney. It doesn't make a difference. I'm just telling you that he's more Makel because the Gemara is going to say it in a second.
Right, okay.
Enechanami, fine. Fine. I agree. Okay, fine. No, fine. Now, next few lines in this Gemara are impossible. Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Ba'almanas Isa, okay, Isa means dough. The reason why an Almanas Isa means, an Almanas Isa means she's a suffix. Rashi says, for example, one second. The reason why it's called Isa is because just like dough is made from a lot of different ingredients, so too she's very mixed up. She's come from a lot of different places. We're not sure if she's a gerusha. We're not sure if she's an almana. Well, we're sure she's an almana, but we're not sure if she's a guru. Rashi says, for example, she was married to somebody, threw her a get, and we're not sure if the get landed within her dalanamas or not. So there's a suffix if she's married or divorced or not. Then that guy died. Okay? Now she marries a Kohen Gadol. Okay? Now, either way, she wasn't allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. No matter what, she can't marry the Kohen Gadol. No matter what. Right. The question is, what is it? So one second. Just one second. Yeah. Okay. So says Rav Chisda, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Ba'almanas Isa, that an almana, that we're not sure if she's an almana, we're not sure, Shepsula l'kahuna, she's puzzled to the kahuna. Forget Kohen Gadol, but a regular Kohen. Get back to the case of the regular Kohen. The guy threw her a get. We're not sure, it can't be a Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol, no matter what, she can't marry. But the guy threw her a get, and we're not sure if it was in her b'shus or not. Then he died. Now, regular Kohen marries her. If she's an almana, it's okay. Regular Kohen, not a Kohen Gadol. If it's an almana, it's okay. If she's a grusha, it's not okay. So it's a suffix. Since it's a suffix, we have to be machmir. She can't, and then therefore, everyone agrees. That what? Shepsul kahuna. She's puzzled. Why? It's a suffix. Why? Man makel bahani tanoi. Who is the most makel of the shitas that we had? The most makel of the three was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He was the most makel. And anyway, Vika Amar, and he said, Kol sha'ata nosebito, if you, Kohen, can marry the daughter, ata nose almanaso, you can marry the mother. V'chol she'iata nosebito, if you can't marry this daughter, iata nose almanaso, you can't marry the mother. Lima'ute mai, what does that come to exclude? What's he telling us? Lima'ute almanas isa shepsul l'kahuna. But, Shimon ben Gamliel says, I do agree that such a woman like this, not sure what she is, not sure if she was married or not at the time of her death, at the time of the husband's death. You cannot marry such a woman. You cannot marry such a woman. Why? Because the suffix, she's a gerusha. You couldn't marry the daughter either. Right? Because, 1 minute. Right, because then the daughter would be a suffix chalal. If that, let's say someone marries a suffix chalal, you couldn't marry that daughter, you can't marry her. Okay? Everyone agrees to that. Okay? Now, just want you to know, La Fuke Midahani Tanoi. That is argued on by other Tanoim. Ditnan, because they have a mission in India that says, Hey Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Seira, Al Amonas Isa. They both gave testimony on an Almonas Isa. Shekeshera Likahuna. Such a woman can marry a Kohen. Again, the husband threw her a get. It was a suffix if it was in her reshus or not. He then died. Such a woman can marry a Kohen. Why? Why can such a woman marry a Kohen? My timer. Why? What? Why? The Gemara is going to say. Have a svek sveka. It's a svek sveka. Who svek sveka lakula. Svek sveka we go lakula. What's a svek sveka? I'd love to know what that svek sveka is. One suffix. Suffolk is if the get was in her or not. That's the only suffolk. What's the set faker? Rashi says, sef tfeka, bailahi safek, bailahi safek, vihi ba mikocho lihi pasel. I don't even know what those words mean. I just don't know what that means. Pinashua said, it's not a sef tfeka. It's like a sef tfeka, says the Pinashua, it's not a sef tfeka. What's a sef tfeka? What are the two suffixes?
Well, maybe something else.
That's just conjecture. The suffix is she married at the time of her husband's death, was she a married woman or not? That's the only suffix there is. The Peninsula says it's not a sex faker. It's like a sex faker in the sense that a sex faker is always a suffix and then a suffix built upon the suffix. That's similar here. I have a suffix now, whether or not she's a married woman or she was divorced. And now, building upon that suffix, what's with this child? It's not really a sfexveka. It's the same suffix. But it's like a sfexveka because it comes in two stages. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. It's like a sfexveka because it comes in two stages. Is it a pure sfexveka? No. Because a sfexveka is, and even if you want to tell me, I have a suffix. Is today Shabbos or is it not Shabbos? I don't know. I don't know what day it is. I don't know if it's a suffix. Even if you want to be Machmer, I have another suffix. Hey, if two suffix, that's a sex faker. Why does a sex faker work? So, according to some, unbelievable part. Because the Rambam holds, that any suffix d'oraisa is likula. So I have a suffix. Is that piece of meat kosher, or is that piece of meat not kosher? I don't know. I have a suffix. It has to be machmer. I have to be, according to the Rambam, minatari, it could be mekel. Now I have another suffix, and I only have a suffix now in a derabanan. So a derabanan likula. Therefore, sex faker, we're makel. That's why we're makel. But fine, putting that aside, it's very difficult to say there's a sex faker here. Some achronim come up with a reason why there's a sex faker. I didn't understand any of them. Because the bottom line is only one suffix. The suffix is she a married woman or not? It happens to be, like the Peneshuas makes very, 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 very clear, it's like a sex faker in the sense that the suffix comes in two stages. That's the best I can tell you. Right? And then he says that's what Rashi even means. That's what the article says? Okay, good. What? Very similar. Very good. Okay. To say that it's a true sfex veka, you have to learn a lot of svarim to get a true sfex veka out of that. I'm sure there are those who hold it is a true sfex veka. I just didn't understand how. But the Gemara, anyway, the Gemara of those Tanaim were Mekel. That's a fascinating thing. The Tanaim were Mekel, it's not a sfex veka. Well, the Gemara says it is. Either you have to say the Pnei Yeshua's Vart, or it's a real sfex faker somehow. The point is, they were makel. So if you don't know if she's an almana, a grusha or not, you don't know. An almana, she, also you don't know. Maybe she's not an almana. That's a sfex faker. Maybe she's a grusha, maybe she's an almana. It's the same suffix. But the point is, they were makel. Now, Reb Chisda says everyone agreed. All our three time agreed. Such a woman, you can't marry. Why? Suffix. Says the Gemara, no, in India, they said it's a sfex faker. Now, even if you want to tell me it's not really a sfex faker, it's like a sfex faker, the Bible says there was still makel over there in Idias. That's fascinating. Okay, next. Vadoyin, vadoyin, mutter. Said Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, that if it's a vaday and a vaday, it's mutter. A vaday and a vaday are mutter to marry each other, but a vaday is not allowed to marry a suffix, and a suffix is not allowed to marry a vaday. Okay? Now we're going to spend the rest of the day on the Shita. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. That's the name of Rav. The key here is Rav. Halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer. The halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. That what? That a suffix is not allowed to marry a vaday. And a vaday is allowed to marry a vaday. Right? Only psulim that are vaday can marry each other, not suffix. K'amrisa k'meidu Shmuel. When I told this over to Shmuel, Amrili, he said to me, wait a minute. Hillel Shona, Hillel taught a brisa, which is very similar to the Mishnah. That Asari Yuchsin Olami Bavel, 10 families, 10 Yuchsin came up from Bavel, for Kul and Mutar and Lofos Ebezet. And they could all marry each other. Now, they can't all marry each other because you're not allowed to marry a Mamzer. So one of the 10 was a regular people, and one of the 10 was Mamzeru. What does he mean? Tosfos says what he means is within the group. All Mamzeru, within the groups, put aside Ksherim. Well, the group, everyone else can marry each other. Not Ksherim, obviously. So, V'kula mutar m'lova zeh b'zeh. They're all allowed to marry each other. V'ata marta halacha k'rabbi Eliezer. You pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. Hillel himself didn't hold like that. Hillel said, a shtuki can marry a mamzer, and a sufi can marry a shtuki. It's all good. It's all okay. How could you pass him like Rabbi Eliezer? Now, not only that, says the Gemara, v'rami d'rav ad'rav, Rav himself is inconsistent with himself, v'rami d'shmuel ad'shmuel. And so it's also inconsistent. Because here on Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches, Ayin Hey, Rav says that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, and Shmuel says we don't. Somewhere else, itmar, because we learned arusa sheibra. If an arusa is pregnant, right? And arusa is pregnant, where'd that belly come from? Your husband's you're an arusa. Your husband's not. How'd you get pregnant? Rav says, Havlad mamzer. The Vlad's a mamzer. Why? We know, maybe the father is the arus. Maybe the father's the husband. Rav is treating the suffake like a vadai. Mamzer. Marry who you want. Marry mamzer. Mamzer. Ushmuel Omar, Havlad shtuki. No, we don't know who the father is. The Vlad's a shtuki. Rav is going to allow a suffake here to marry a full-fledged mamzer. Didn't Rav say 2 seconds ago that I hold like Rabbi Eliezer that a mamzer can't marry a suffolk? Here he says, there's a rooster here, pregnant woman. Oh, Rav says, don't worry about this woman. The minute she has a baby, that baby can be, she can make a shit up with the mamzeres. He's treating a suffolk like a badai. And here he held that a suffolk and a badai are not allowed to marry each other like Rabbi Eliezer. It's a steer in Rav, and it's a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel says the exact reverse. Shmuel says in our daf, right, that Hillel said everybody's allowed to marry each other. Well, it's not such a steer in Shmuel, right? It's more of a steer in Rav. A steer in Shmuel in Svara, not in Halacha. Because Shmuel said over here that we hold like Hillel, that anybody can marry whoever they want, right? And now Shmuel here says that the Vlad is a shtuki, which is a suffolk mamzer, right? Okay. Now, Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. Rav says the Vlad's a Mamzer. Lefikach, therefore, Mutter b'Mamzeres. It's Mutter in a Mamzeres. Which goes against what he just said a minute ago. Ushmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Havlad Shtuki. The Vlad's a Shtuki. Asr b'Mamzeres. There's the Kash on Shmuel. Asr in a Mamzeres. Why is it Asr? Shmuel said, Hillel said, the 10 Yuxin, they could all marry each other. So what's Pshat here in this issue? This Itmar, what's Pshat? So the answer is, the Gemara answers, Epoch. You have to switch it around. You have to switch it around. Don't worry, we're going to say we're not switching it around. Epoch, you have to switch it around. Rav, Amar, Havlad Shtuki. No, Rav's the one who says the Vlad's a Shtuki. Do we know anything about this girl? We have no clue. How can we say? It's a Mamzer Vatai. Ushmuel, Amar, Havlad Mamzer. Shmuel says no, the Vlad's a Mamzer. Now, if that's true, Tarti Lamali. Why do I need it to say their Shita twice? Why do I need it twice? We said it here regarding Rabbi Eliezer, and now we have another member from the two of them. What do I need it twice for? So the Gemara says, the Itmar, Tzricha, I need it twice. The Itmar Baha, if I only would have had the case right here in Kedushin, I would have said, Baha Ka'amar Rav. Here, Rav held that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Mishum derov kshirim etzla. Rove people in the world here, in the case here in the Gemara, in Rabbi Eliezer, in the Mishnah here, we're not talking about an arusa. We're talking about a regular person. Regular person, she can marry the whole world. The only people she can't marry is her relatives. Anybody else is mutter to her. Since rove kshirim etzla, she's a penuya, she's a regular girl, right? Therefore, we're going to be machmir, right? I'm sorry. Therefore, since rove people in the world can marry this girl, chances are that when the baby's born, the baby's not a mamzer. The baby's a kosher kid. Can't let this kosher child marry a shtuki. Can't let him marry someone who says, has suffolk and lineage. There's nothing wrong with this baby. How could we allow that? Therefore, Rav says, no way. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not letting Kshir marry Suffolks. Not allowing that. Got it? That's what Rav says. Not allowing that. Aval Hasam. But in the other case, Derov, where she's an Arusa, so she's engaged. So Derov Psulim Etzla. 99.99% of the world is going to make this child into a mamzer. The only person who's not is the husband. The husband we know is overseas. So there's a very, very good chance that this child's a mamzer. Therefore, Ema, I would say, Modi L'Shmuel. I would say, Rav would hold, this child's a mamzer. Therefore, child can marry a mamzeres. Says Rav, I don't hold like that. I don't allow it. The odds are overwhelming. Too bad. V'idmar b'hach, and had I only had the case of there in that memorandum between the two of them about the pregnant woman, b'haka amar Rav, only there Rav would hold that what? That the vlad's a shtuki and is usher to marry a mamzer. Why? Mishum the ikka l'mitzla ba'aras. Because the bottom line is, maybe it is the husband, it's the father of this baby. It's a very, very small chance. Maybe it's true. Avol Baha, but in our Mishnah, right? In our Mishnah, we're talking about a single girl, anybody's mutter, Ema Modi L'Shmuel. Maybe I would agree with Shmuel that the husband is probably some tainted lineage, and the Vlad's a mamzer, Tzricha, therefore, he sticks to his guns and says, no, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Vlad is not considered a mamzer, and therefore the Vlad cannot marry a mamzeres. Suffix cannot intermingle with vadais. Okay, that's the first pshat. V'bayis ema, or I could say, l'olam lo tepach. No, you don't have to switch it around. And it seems like it's a stira. It's not a stira. Umay, mamzer, dika'amar Rav. What did Rav mean when he said it's a mamzer? Did he mean it's a mamzer? He didn't mean it's a mamzer. Lav, mutter, b'mamzeres. Not that this child is mutter. What happened? Is a pregnant woman walks in, a woman walks into shul and she's pregnant, and everybody's staring at her. You're pregnant. Where's the father? You're engaged. Your father's in the other country. He's coming to make the chasen in a few months. How are you pregnant? Right? Says Rav. Do I mean that the child's a mamzer? No, I don't mean that. What I mean is Ella the asher b'bas Yisro. That child can't marry a bas Yisro. No, that doesn't make any sense. Shmuel Amar, Havlad Shtuki, the Asr of Bas Yisrael. The Vlad Shtuki can't marry Yisrael. So the Nihachi Hainu Rav, they're not arguing. They're both saying the same thing. By the way, it can't be a case where you can't marry Bas Yisrael and you can't marry a Mamzer. That can't be such an animal. Who can you marry? So the Gemara says, no, Elamai Shtuki. What does it mean when Shmuel says that the child is a Shtuki? Shemam Shtikin Oso Midin Kahuna. We quiet him down from marrying a Kohen. Meaning, we don't let him marry a Kohen. We don't let this child marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Of course the child can't marry a Kohen. Hashtem did Yisrael, Mashtekin Aleim, did Kohen Rebaya. She can't marry a Jew. She can't marry a Kohen. Of course not. Elamai Shtuki. What does it mean when Shmuel says that the child is a Shtuki? Shemam Shtikin also, Minichse Aviv. We don't let this child Yarshin the father. Why? Because maybe he's not the father. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's also Pashit. Mi Adan and Avu Mani, we don't even know who the father is. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha de Tafas. We're talking about a case where the child is insistent, that's my father, and he goes ahead and grabs the Yerusha without permission. The halacha is, he has to give it back. Bezdin will force him to give it back. Why? Because he's a din of a shtuki, and we don't know who he's allowed to marry. And we don't have a din of a shtuki, and based on that suffix, we're not going to let him Yarshin the father. Okay? Fine. V'bay Tema, or another pshat. My shtuki, when Shmuel said that the child is a shtuki, it's a beduki. It means a beduki, which means, it comes from a bedika to check out. Shabotkin es imo, we check out the mother. Vim omeres lakasha nevalti, and if she says, the father of this child is a kosher, nemenes, she is believed. We had this Gemara already. Kiman, like who is she believed? Kerem Gamliel. Like Rabbi Gamliel, who's going to say that when you ask a woman who's the father, and she says who the father is, we believe her. So if that's true, Harav Shmuel Chad Zimna, Shmuel already said it one time. The Tnan Haisimu Beres, right, walking down the street, he bumped into a pregnant woman, and he said, Amrullah, Matthew Shalibarzu. No, what's the story with this pregnant woman? What's the story with your baby? Who's your father? And she says, Meish Ploni Vakarin Hu. Right? Not only is he a kosher person, he was even a Kohen. Such a hush of a man got me pregnant. Right? So if she says that, she's believed. She's believed. It's a big topic. Nasi here. We had that in Ksuvis. Why is she believed? A whole big topic, but she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ain't on that. She's not believed. So we already know this already. So the Gemara says, not Tzmicha. Deed me Hasam. If we only had the case in Ksuvis, half of me and I would have thought Hasam over there, Rov Ksher Metzla. Most people in the world were mutter to her. She was a Pnuya. Therefore, she says, the guy's a kosher, a believer. But over here, no psul metla. Most people in the world are not mutter to her. Why? Because she's an arusa. And so there's only one person in the world that can't ruin her, which is the husband. And she says, no, it was him. We believe her. The odds are against her. We believe her anyway. Ema lo, I would say we don't believe her. The odds are very against her. Tzricha, we believe her. I insulted you? Next issue is kusim. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that a kusi is not allowed to marry another kusi. Kusim can't marry each other. Why not? That's what the Mishnah said. Right, there were three suffakes, shtuki, asufi, and a kusi. What's a kusi? We said yesterday, they were converted because there was an outbreak of lions. They weren't even Jews, they were from some other country. So Kher brought them over to the north of Eretz Yisrael, they converted. They can't marry each other. Says the Gemara, Tanya, V'chein, Rebbe Elazar, Omer, Kusi lo yisa kusis. A kusi can't marry a female kusis. My time, why not? Amr of Yosef, so we're going to have a few answers to get to the bottom of this. Amr of Yosef, Asa uhu kiger la'achar asara doros. We treat him like a ger after 10 generations, which means, the Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, ger ara asara doros mutter b'mamzeres. A ger for the first 9 generations is allowed to marry a mamzeres. We said, yeah, we had a machlokas about this. Can a ger marry a mamzer? Is a ger called a kahal or not? So if you hold that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzer, that's true for 9 generations. By the 10th generation already, everybody forgot this is a family of gerim. Nobody remembered that anymore. You know how many years 9 generations is? Who knew this? They used to keep track. So for 9 generations, he's allowed to marry. I'm from Gerim. I'm allowed to marry Mamzer. But the 10th generation already, who remembers? So they're going to see a regular Jewish guy marrying a Mamzer? No one knows he's a Ger. 10 generations ago. That's a long time ago. It's a very long time ago. So people are going to mistakenly think, hey, Kshayim are allowed to marry Mamzerim. Well, this guy, he's a regular guy in Shul. Well, no, 10 generations ago, somebody was Maguire. Who knows that? See, a regular guy sitting in shul, they announced in the shul he's getting married to a mamzeres. How's that going to happen? So as a gzeira, we don't allow, as a gzeira, once the 10th generation comes, no longer is he allowed to marry the game can no longer marry the mamzeres. Same thing with the kusin, people are going to make the same mistake. Mutter be mamzeres. Mikan be eilech. Asr be mamzeres. Once the 10th generation comes, no more is this family allowed to marry mamzeres. Why? Because again, we're afraid that it's going to be a mistake. V'yesh omrim, others say a different time period. Ad shi yishtakea shem avodas kochav mimenu. When that is, that's a big machlokes. When the name of the avodah zarah is forgotten in the family, they don't even remember what avodah zarah. They don't even remember what goyim they were. They don't even remember where they were from. Italy, from Belgium. They don't even remember. That's how long ago they've been geirim. That's how long they've been Jews. At that point, they're ready. They can't marry mamzerim. You look at them in this. You come to the Shalosh Shudas. You don't even know who it is. So at that point already, it's too long. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, "Wait a minute, me dummy. Is that the same case? Hasam ger yashan, right? Umamzeres chadasha. The guy has been a Jew for 10 generations, and everyone reads in the newspaper such a girl is umamzeres. How are we going to allow that shidduch? People are going to make a terrible takala. People are going to think that Jews can marry mamzerim. Why? Nobody knows this guy's a ger, but." Amri Bar Yisrael who Kadosh Mamzeres, fine Jewish boy is marrying a Mamzeres, can't be. Hacha, but over here, Idi V'Idi Kiyad Dadininu. They're both the same thing. A Kusi and a Kusis. They're both the same level. Everybody knows they're. No, nobody's going to think. What's more people going to think? Everybody knows he's a Kuzis, she's a Kuzis. Why can't they marry each other? What, the guy's a 10th generation Kuzis? No. We don't think that. So why can't they marry each other? That's rejected. Ella, Kiyasar of Dimi, Amar of Elazar, you know why the Kuzi can't marry a Kuzis? Savalak Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbalak Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Savalak Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds Rabbi Akiva. Rabbalak Savalak Rabbi Shmuel, Dhamma who says, Kusim Geri Arayotim. They were not sincere Gerim. They only converted because of lions. So they were not sincere. Therefore, they're considered Goyim. They're not considered Jews. They're Goyim. Rabbi Shmuel Savalak Rabbi Akiva also holds Rabbi Akiva, Dhamma who said, Ovid Kochavim the Eved Al Babas Yisrael, if a Goy or an Eved has relations with a nice Jewish girl, have Vlad Mamzer, the Vlad's a Mamzer. Therefore, we don't know who's Jewish and who's not Jewish. We don't know who are Mamzerim and who aren't Mamzerim. Therefore, we don't have to marry each other. Says the Gemara, Umi Savar Allah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel can't even hold up Rabbi Akiva. Why not? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Menayel, Avikachal, Vevachabal, Baal Kehenes, how do you know if a Goy or an Eved has relations with a Kehenes? Val Halavia, Val Bas Yisrael, Shepsula, apostle them to marry Kohanim, Shenemar, Ubas Kohen, Tisil, Almon, Ugarusha, Vizera Ela, then if a girl, a Kohen, a Kehenes, it gets married to somebody, doesn't have any children, and the husband either dies or divorces her, she can go back to her father and continue to eat truma. It's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, Mishi yesh lo almanas v'gerushin. Only if she has almanas or gerushin, she can go back to her father. Yatza obi kochav v'eva chen lo almanas or gerushin. But if she had a relationship with a goy, she can go back to her father. Why? Because there's no marriage, there's no divorce, there's no almanas, nothing. It was just a relationship. Now, what? If Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva, I need a pasuk to tell me that she can't go back to her father and continue to eat truma? Hash the mamzer havi. He's a mamzer, the child. Mifsel bibiyasa mibaya. I need a pasuk to tell me she can't eat truma. Ella said that we can't say that. Ella, therefore, what's the pshat? Rabbi Elazar himself. Savalak Rabbi Shmuel, Tamar Kutzi Geirayas, but Savalak Rabbi Akiva, Tamar Omikachav, Nevin Allah Bas Yisrael, Avlad Mamzer. Therefore, we don't know who's who. Therefore, we don't have to marry each other. One more line. Umi Savalak Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva. Is that true? Can Rabbi Elazar hold Rabbi Akiva? From Rabbi Elazar, Afal Pishenech Lagu Beishame Ubeis Hillel Bitzaros. Even though Beishame Ubeis Hillel argue regarding Tzaros, co-wife, according to Beishame, a co-wife that was an erva was obviously you can't marry your own daughter in Yibam. Right, if your brother was married to your daughter and your brother died without children, you can't marry your own daughter in Yibam. What about the co-wife? So we learned that once the one erva goes off scot-free, the co-wife goes off scot-free automatically. Beishamai held, the co-wife is still waiting. She needs either Yibam or Chalitza. We don't hold like that at all. And therefore, even though they argue about that, Moda, they both agree, She'ein mamzer ela misha sur iser erva, v'onesh karis. The only time you're going to produce a mamzer is if it's an iser erva or an iser karis. Having relations with a goy is neither of those. So it's not going to make a mamzer. Ella, kiyasa ravin, amar v'kiyab ravin, amar b'yochanan, amar l'abba b'zabda, amar v'chanina, amar v'yakob v'idi, amar v'shur v'levi, shalosh machlokas b'davar. There are three issues going on here, and when we get to the bottom of these three issues, we'll get to the bottom of our discussion, which time is up. We'll continue this tomorrow. Everybody have a good day, and a frail and Hanukkah. Thank you.